two crew members on the MV Matanuska test positive for COVID-19, and Skagway's wastewater treatment plant gets an odor control upgrade. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Henry Leisha. Those stories are up next. Officials say two crew members aboard the Matanuska tested positive for COVID-19 over the weekend after the state ferry left Bellingham for ports in southeast Alaska. The Alaska Department of Transportation released a statement Monday that said a member of the ship's crew began showing symptoms of the illness on Saturday after leaving Bellingham. The crew member quarantined in their cabin and tested positive when the ship reached Ketchikan the following day. Additional testing revealed one other case of COVID-19 among the engineering crew. Contact tracers with the state and Ketchikan's Emergency Operations Center found that no passengers had been in close contact with the positive cases. According to the Alaska Marine Highway System, the two crew members who tested positive will isolate for at least 10 days. One is quarantined in a Ketchikan hotel, and the second quarantined aboard the Matanuska until returning to Juneau to isolate at home. The rest of the Matanuska's crew will receive follow-up COVID-19 tests in Ketchikan on Wednesday. The response to the COVID-19 cases on the ship delayed its itinerary by about 11 hours. The mainliner ferry resumed sailings to ports in southeast Alaska. On Monday afternoon, DOT officials reported that 42 passengers and 32 vehicles had disembarked in Ketchikan, Petersburg, and Wrangell. It did not provide passenger numbers for Juneau, Haines, or Skagway. Skagway's wastewater treatment plant has implemented an odor control upgrade utilizing UV light technology. KHNS's Mike Swayze has the story.
People who live or work near Skagway's wastewater treatment facility have a love-hate relationship with warm, calm days. Sure, it'd be lovely to go outside and soak up some rays in the backyard, but oh, that smell. Longtime Skagway resident Andrew Byerly lives just north of the facility and remembers those ripe days during busy cruise ship seasons of the past.
The fan was on the north side. So when they turned that fan on, you know, it just blew right up the street past my house. So, but it was so bad, you know, years ago, it was so bad that you could smell it all the way over by the t-shirt shop.
Byerly says the odor hasn't been egregious yet this summer. Skagway's borough manager Brad Ryan explains how the new system works.
It's a photoionization unit, which my understanding is it has some carbon filters in it and it has UV sterilization, I guess I'll call it. And there's some curtains that we hang around the areas that produce the smell so that it all gets like ducted into this unit that then filters out the smell and pumps the air outside afterwards.
According to wastewater superintendent Matt Deach, the wastewater comes in through the sewer system and goes into a large pit. From there, the solids are separated from the liquids and are pumped into a dump truck. That dump truck takes the solids to the incinerator for disposal. One of the new odor control measures was to enclose the area where the dump truck receives the solids. The ceiling vents push the air from that room through stainless steel ducts and into the UV system before being discharged outside. The UV system was designed by a Canadian company called Ambio. According to their website, the photoionization process starts with forcing the odorous air through a chamber with a strong UV light in it. That process breaks down the odor-causing compounds. After the process is complete, the air coming out of the fans has little to no odor left. According to Deach, on hot days with no wind during busy cruise ship seasons, or at times when equipment needs to be serviced, there still could be some odor emanating from the facility, but he says the improvement is impressive.
Just the past week of running this and testing it, a massive improvement. Just staggering. Fantastic. If you're walking in here, I won't say it's a treat, but it's much, much better.
Reporting from Skagway, I'm Mike Swayze.
Inclement weather has delayed work on the Chilkoot Lake Corridor Improvement Project in Haines. The project includes resurfacing the road, improving parking and drainage, constructing walkways, and constructing bear viewing platforms. The improvements aim to limit the disturbance of wildlife and safety risks caused by tourists visiting the Chilkoot River to view bears. Construction is expected to begin around mid-May and continue through the end of June 2021. Access will be limited to single-lane closures and shoulder work, except during paving operations. A full closure for paving operations is anticipated to occur during favorable weather conditions for approximately 1 to 4 days in June. A 7-day notice will be provided prior to paving. Updates are available online at dnr.alaska.gov. For KHNS, I'm Henry Leisha. Thanks for joining us. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website, khns.org. You can also listen to the news anywhere you get your podcasts.